Welcome to the very first episode of Growing Pains. I'm Christiana Isaac, an interior designer, entrepreneur, speaker, and lover of God. This podcast is about the difficulties and pains associated with growth, letting go of friends, quitting your job, starting a new business, or even ending a relationship. These are what this podcast is about, but it doesn't end there. We would also be learning strategies that would help us best manage these situations because they are necessary. They would always happen. But I am here to help best manage those situations. Let's get right into it. So, I've come to realize that one thing that connects us as humans is our ability to feel pain. We all have experiences of being hurt, and what separates us is how we deal with that pain, really. Experts have found that when emotional pain prevents you from healing from a situation, it is a sign that you aren't moving forward in a growth-oriented way. Wow. That just says a lot. That is, when you have experienced hurt or pain and you somehow just sit with it, you sit with that pain and you're not dealing with it, you're not healing, you just keep criticizing yourself or asking yourself why, you're just in that loop, just in that pain, you're just sitting there, you're not healing. It just means you're not moving forward in a growth-oriented way, just as the experts put it. And this is what this podcast is for, to help you move from that pain, to help you heal and let go. Because the most important thing is to let go. You heal and you let go. So if you're trying to move forward from a painful experience, but you're not sure how to get started, here are 7 tips to help you let go. The very first tip is to create a positive mantra to counter the painful thoughts. This is very, very important. It's just like a subconscious conditioning. If, let's say, for example, you were raised in a household where when you were younger and you ask your parents for money, you hear things like, do you think money grows on trees? Or do you think money is easy to come by? Or we don't have money. Your 10-year-old or 8-year-old mind would conclude that money is not easy to come by. Money is hard to find. And then you grow up with that mindset, that subconscious conditioning. And then you're trying to erase that or get rid of that mindset. You don't just tell yourself, oh, money is not hard to find. Finish. Money is not hard to find. No, you replace it with positive mantras. You say things like, money comes to me. The universe aligns in my favor. Money comes looking for me. I find or I get everything I want with ease. There is no stress for me. You say things like that. You reassure yourself. You say positive words like that. And so that's why the very first tip here is to create a positive mantra to counter the painful thoughts. So let's say, for example, you have gone through pain or hurts and you're saying things like, I can't believe this happened to me, or you're trying to criticize yourself. Why me? Why did this happen? Instead of that, change it and say things like, I am fortunate to be able to find a new path in life, one that is good for me, one that favors me. You have to replace those negative thoughts or those hurtful thoughts with positive things. The second tip would be to create physical distance. Whether it's a business or a personal relationship, it is very important you create physical distance. Okay. About 2 years ago, I started a business and it was going well at first because I had done my research, I had a ready market and all of that. But then lockdown came. Lockdown came and I had invested so much money into this business and time and effort and everything. But it just went downhill. It did not do so well anymore because of the lockdown. And that was very hurtful considering the amount of money I had invested in it. But yeah, I had to get past that. I wasn't going to cry and be sad about it forever. I had to heal and let go and move on. And so I did. But first, I had to distance myself from that situation. Like, I had done all I could to try to keep the business afloat, but I could not. It wasn't working. So I had to stop. That is, know that okay, this is not working, I have to stop. And I did stop. And so I needed to distance myself from it. Like, at first, I wasn't even talking about it with anybody. Like, I needed to get over it before having conversations about it. So I distanced myself from it, and that was a good decision for me. And if it's a relationship where you need to block and delete, please prioritize your mental health. It is important. You block and delete whoever would not give you peace of mind. Be cool. It is very, very important to let go, distance yourself from situations or people that hurt you constantly, because you need to heal to be 100%. You cannot give from an empty cup. So it's important you do this. The third tip would be for you to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. When hurtful things happen, it's normal for people to tend to criticize themselves or ask why this is happening and things like that. But just calm down and be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Take everything with ease. Take it step by step. This when you go through hurt, it is a time for you to, yes, self-reflect, but also be gentle with yourself. Don't push yourself. Don't say hurtful words to yourself or criticize yourself. No, this is time to be gentle. Be gentle. Love yourself even more. The fourth tip would be to accept that the other person may not apologize. Yes, it happens a lot. People will hurt you and act like they did nothing. They would not apologize, or even if they do apologize, it would be a very, very shabby apology. So you have to accept that the other person may not apologize, and you have to give yourself permission to forgive. So there's something I did a few years ago. It was a personal relationship. This person had hurt me and then gave a shabby apology. Like, the apology was not genuine at all. But I knew that I had to heal from that. I had to let go. I wasn't going to let this person hold me back from my growth because I wasn't mentally where I wanted to be, or I wasn't mentally healthy. And so I wrote something in my journal. I wrote out the person's name, and I forgive you for this. Like, I wrote it all out, because like, even if the person wasn't going to apologize, I knew I needed to heal. I knew I needed to let go. So I forgave that person. And so I urge you to do the same. If you're going through hurt right now, or a painful experience, maybe someone has hurt you, or be it a romantic relationship or even a platonic relationship, be it a friend, a sibling, or your romantic partner has hurt you and they're not given an apology, or their apology is not what you expect, you just have to give yourself the permission to forgive them, like genuinely forgive them. Write it out in a journal if you want, write it as a letter if you want. Just let go, or say it. You can just talk to yourself about it, just say the words out. The fifth tip is to surround yourself with people who fill you up. When you're going through a difficult time, it is important to surround yourself with friends and family. Just be in an environment that is positive, an environment that helps you be your best self. Like an environment that, because they know what has happened, or even if they don't know, they're able to make you happy, engage in meaningful conversations, just get your mind a little bit off it and be happy at the same time. It's very, very important that you let yourself enjoy the company of other people in a time like this. The sixth tip would be to give yourself permission to talk about it. Yes, so I noticed that when people go through hurtful experiences, they don't like to talk about it. They don't like to talk about it. They feel it would be a burden to their family or friends if they are talking about this over and over again. It's always necessary to talk about what you're going through. Maybe find a close friend that you can talk to about things like this, because what's the essence of having friends if you cannot talk to them, if they cannot be there for you when you need them the most? So yeah, check your friends. And if you do not have friends to talk about or to talk with about what's going on, or you just really feel like you do not want to burden your people, you can seek professional help. Talk to a therapist. It's always important to talk about things like this. Do not bottle it up. Do not bottle it up. Talk about it with someone, or you seek professional help. Talk to a therapist. And then the seventh tip, the final tip, would be to engage in self-care. Yes, engage in self-care. Set boundaries. Set boundaries. Because it's one thing to forgive, it's another thing to make sure you do not put yourself in that position again to get hurt. I'm not saying if it's a romantic relationship, you don't date other people. But now you know better. You have learned from this. You know that, okay, this is what you do not want in a relationship moving forward. This is what you will not accept moving forward. So it's important to set boundaries and also set standards for yourself. I'm not saying, oh, set that he must have beards or he must be tall. That's not what I'm saying. Set standards for yourself, because I have come to realize that in self-growth, putting yourself or giving yourself a higher standard, that is, knowing that before I used to do A, B, C, now I know I can do better. Like I have it all in me to do better. So you're setting boundaries, you're raising your own standards to do better, be better, removing your mind from all of the past because you have genuinely forgiven that person, forgiving yourself, and you have let go of that situation. Because that's the whole essence of this podcast, to help you let go, because you can and you will. Thank you so much for listening till the very end of this podcast. I hope you have been able to learn something about letting go and you're able to put into action what you have learned from this podcast in your life. Please do follow me on Instagram at Christiana_Isaac_. Also subscribe to this podcast. Give a rating and leave a review. I would really appreciate that. The next episode would be coming very soon.